This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Good morning. I came outside a little earlier because I was honestly just laying there awake and I thought, what am I going to talk about? What am I talking about today? And then I heard a break in the rain. So I thought, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to go outside right now. Here comes the rain right now. So it's windy. It's rainy. The birds are still out. They are still singing. And so am I. So am I. And so I'm talking about what's on my mind. And what's on my mind mostly is boot day. Yesterday was boot day. I didn't even know it was boot day until it was boot day. I went to teach my class at the library. I set up the community room with a few of my early birds. And then I'm kind of like gabbing. I'm not really paying too much attention. I'm saying hello to people as they are arriving. And I look, and coming through the door comes, you know, one of my favorites. And she's holding all these boots. She's got L.L. Bean boots. And she comes in and she says, does anybody have any kids? And I'm like, I got kids, you know. And and people kind of like, hey, let's talk about this. What do you mean, do I have kids? Look at those L.L. Bean boots. So I let the dancers go first, of course. I just, you know, let them swarm this lovely lady and we figure out what's going on with those free L.L. Bean boots. Brand new boots for free. And so one of my friends says, hey, you should get on in there, you know. And so I did. So I went in and I said, okay, what's going on here? And I said, I've got kids. And the gal who brought them says, well, I've got sizes 4 and 5. And I thought, okay, well, you know, Finn's gonna be a 4, but not anytime soon. So these boots are probably meant for somebody else. And there is somebody dancing tonight, she said, who works with foster kids. So they are gonna go to a great place. So that was lovely to hear. But the best part, I buried the lead. The best part was one of my dancers, who is not a child, I don't think she has kids of her own, and she is certainly not a kid. Oh, love her. Anyway, she comes to most of the classes at the library, and she was there yesterday. And the class before, not yesterday, but last week, I was standing after class with this friend and two others, and we were just gabbing. And I looked down, and I said, oh, I love your boots. I've seen these boots before. They're silver, they're cute, and I've seen them before, but I just had this urge to say, I love your boots, and I might have even interrupted the conversation. I don't know, but I had to look down and say, I just love your boots. They're just so you. Love them. And, you know, she said, thank you, and then she shared with me, it's actually hard for her to find shoes because she's about a size 4 or 5. But that's it. We weren't griping. We didn't, you know, that was it. I was like, oh, I love your shoes. She's like, oh my gosh, thanks. Me too. It's hard for me to find shoes. I have small feet. Yeah, that's it. And then So, of course, when the LL Bean boots are around, Marissa's right there, size 4, size 5, she's right there. She gets to try on the shoes, see which fits better, and take home a pair of boots. Not hard to find a pair of boots when you're magical, huh? When you listen to that quiet voice inside, somebody must have listened and said, the voice must have said, pardon me. No, I'm not going to make a voice. I'm just clearing my throat. Did you think I was going to do the voices? Right? A voice told that person, hey, take those boots to dance class. Maybe somebody has kids. You know, they didn't know that someone there was a size 4 or 5 and would love a new pair of boots, especially with a purple accent. Very you. So that person listened and brought the boots. I listened the week before and said, I love your boots, so I could witness this miracle. And so I want to talk about just listening to that little voice. Let me tell you about a time that I ignored it and I have never forgotten. And it's a very silly story because this is not serious. This is not something happened so big that I'll never forget it. These aren't dire consequences suffered because I didn't listen to myself or God or the universe or whatever. This is interesting. Will and I, when we lived in Gray, we used to drive by an apple orchard often on the way to a little country store. And one day we were driving home from the country store and driving by the apple orchard, and the sign that they had hanging was like broken. It was down. It was just hanging on one side. It was just, you know. And myself or God or something, whatever, the voice said, Amanda, fix the sign. And I didn't. And I knew I was supposed to. And I didn't. I was like, what's that? And I told Will about it, and I talked about it, and I'm still talking about it 5 years later, maybe. I'm guessing. 6, 5, you know. Because I was clearly told to fix the sign. And I didn't. And for a while, I felt like a jerk, or like, boy, did I miss out on a miracle, or like, oh, I didn't listen, and I should have listened, right? I felt bad, regret, whatever. That's not really my style. So I've shifted that to, you know, that was the moment that taught me to listen. Not the moment that I was told, the moment I didn't listen, and I knew I was supposed to have fixed the sign for some reason. And maybe I wasn't supposed to fix the sign. Maybe I was supposed to be told to fix the sign, not fix the sign, realize that I should have listened to that voice for some reason, and now I will always listen to that voice. So, thank you for trying to get me to fix the sign, because I didn't, and I will always remember it. And so now, when that voice says, turn around and loop back around this block so you can beep and wave at your neighbor. I did that the other day. I wouldn't do that every day all day, but something that day said, you need to turn around and you need to honk at Chris. Make sure you get a smile and a wave today. And I trust that I did that for divine reasons. And it's none of my business, if you will. I'm just here to, right? I'm here to follow the orders. So I followed the order that day and I feel good about it. But that's another one that sticks in my head where the voice said, why don't you turn around and drive so he can see you, and just give a beep and a wave. Today's the day to do that for your neighbor and yourself. And so I did. I was at another dance class, and I had this urge to buy a sunflower magnet for one of my dancers, one of my friends, because I know she loves sunflowers. And so I did, and I was called to, like, leave it for her at her house, like a little creep, and I did, and she still speaks to me. She really appreciated the sunflower magnet, actually, and what happened? She just happened to, you know, the other day say, gee, I have some extra sunflower seedlings, would you like some? And I was like, yes, I want real sunflowers. I was going to try chaos gardening this year. It's not really working out. Still in the planning stages. I love me. Sunflowers were on the list, and I didn't get to them this year. I didn't have to. All I needed to do was listen to the voice that says, buy that little magnet for your friend. And expect nothing. Expect that you're doing the right thing. And feel good. Do what feels best. Listening to that voice feels best. So I did, and I did the right thing. And then here come my sunflowers. Schwing! And with or without the sunflowers, still felt so good to do what that voice said. I'll leave you with one last story, and then I will go dry off. So, I'm gonna walk the yard while I tell this story. But see, the voice said, come out into the open yard when you tell this story. Get a little bit more wet. Ah, let the wind scare you that it's gonna mess up your audio. Yeah, whatever. So here I am, I'm out in the wind, in the rain. Tell you, it's because it's probably my favorite story. You ready? Listen. So Will and I think we had a kid or two with us. We went to Walmart, not a place I go a lot. And this was a couple years ago, maybe one, maybe two, I think. So we park. As we're walking in, actually, as we're parking, I think we realize, oh, some poor woman has gotten into a fender bender all by herself. She and, like, the pylon or whatever they call that, right? The big concrete thing that, like, holds a sign. You know, she didn't see the sign. She didn't see the sign or whatever. Whatever. She crashed. She crashed her car. Everybody's looking at her. You know, here come, you know, the spectators, the cops, the employees. And as we walk into Walmart, we can hear the employee buzz. You know, it's happening. And we're like, oh, geez. But we continue. We don't rubberneck. We just go. We're here for us. And so we did our shopping. We were there for a while, not too long, but a while. As we're coming out, she's still there. The circus has gotten even bigger and more dramatic. And her husband is yelling at her, who I assume to be her husband, is like yelling at her. This woman felt bad enough a half hour ago. And we get to the car and my voice is saying, go hug that woman. That woman needs a friend. And I'm like, oh, my family's gonna think I'm so crazy. They already think I'm crazy. Screw it. So I said, you guys, I'll be right back. I gotta go do something. And I just dropped everything I had in the car. And I walked up to this stranger. Her husband had backed off a little bit, you know, was griping to somebody else or on the phone griping. I don't remember. She was all alone in the middle of this, just a mess. And I walked up to her and I said, hi, I'm Amanda. And I wanted to know if you would like a hug. And she looked at me and said, oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I just held her and she held me for a while. And while I held her, I said, you know, shit happens. And it looks like it's already happened. So we don't have to do anything. Shit happens. It's already happened. Don't worry about it. And that's all I said, I think, is, hey, shit happens. Don't worry about it. Because, I mean, it looks like it already happened, right? Oh, well. And so we both got to smiling, and I just gave her a little wink and went back to my car. She said, thank you. So that's definitely one of my favorites. Really good, really good story. And so I live my life like that. So when you watch me do something weird, I mean, odds are it's the voice that said, hey, stand on one foot and, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo. And I'm happy to. I'm going to do it right now. Love ya. I'll see you tomorrow. Wait. Yeah, I'm still out here. Did I tell you about the rest of Boot Day? So, the awesome gal who brought the boots listened to that voice and brought the boots, and then the awesome gal was able to receive those gifts and say, oh gosh, those are my boots. I'm going to go try them on and take the ones that are mine. And then this awesome gal, me, when I got home, I have these brand new pair of boots. I bought them for Olive for her vacation. She didn't use them. They don't quite fit me, but I really love them, but they don't quite fit me. And I love me, and I get shoes that fit now. So they're not always cute, but they fit. And so I put those brand new boots in the trunk of my car. And I don't know, am I going to give them to my bestie? Am I going to, you know, try to return them? They are brand new. Last night, when I got home from class, it was clearly boot day. And I heard that voice say, Amanda, take a picture of those boots and message the gals and see, hey, it's boot day. I have these to contribute to boot day. And so I did. I took a picture and I sent it. And the woman who brought the free LL Bean boots says, I love those. I miss my free range chickens. They have chickens on them. And so they are going to her. Full circle boot day. So I'm not sure if I mentioned that because I just kind of talk and flush it. I don't even listen to these because I feel like I wouldn't post them because I'd be like, what are you even saying, Amanda? You sound like a little crazy pants. not really. I'm just teasing myself. I love myself. Okay. I'm going to go take a picture of those boots for the cover because they're amazing. And then I'm going to post this episode. I just wanted to let you know the fun continues. It boot day continues. Just that voice is saying something to you right now. Why don't you sit down, shut up, and hear what that voice has to say. And just have the courage to do it. Listen. Okay, I'm really going to go this time. Soaking wet. I love ya. Bye.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.